Time now for A Breath of Fresh Air. A look at calf barn ventilation and design with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek.
Ryan, hot temperatures, that means properly ventilating your animals. And we've discussed ventilation in the summertime. But you're saying it's more than just having a great ventilation system, as you've seen firsthand.
Yeah, we actually had a situation here where I had a dairy producer that had a very conventional ventilation system. It was a barn with a bunch of individual house calves and individual pens. And they had the standard positive pressure tube ventilation system that was designed for winter only, 4 air exchanges per hour. Unfortunately, they had a barn fire and a portion of that barn burned. And when they went to replace the one-third of the barn that burned, the ventilation tubes were destroyed in that fire as well. We replaced it with the flap duct ventilation system, which has the fast, high-volume, high-speed air for summer, but then can transition to the slower air for winter, so it's not drafty. We did one-third of the barn with a new approach, the higher volume, higher speeds for heat abatement in the summer, and then the remaining two-thirds of the ventilation system that were not damaged in the fire just remained. And that farm is seeing a marked improvement in the third of the barn that has got the much higher volume, higher speed ventilation system on it for those calves in the summer. So what I'm starting to learn as I'm in this industry longer and longer is that ventilation isn't just about fresh air and moving air. It's really about providing appropriate volumes and speeds. So it's just interesting. This barn kind of serves as a side-by-side comparison of what I think the old way of doing ventilation is and the new way that getting those higher air speeds up on calves in the summer really helps.
You were talking about the old way of doing things, but really that was just a few years ago, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I remember growing up, we would joke, you know, that computers, you would buy a computer on a Monday and it was outdated on a Tuesday. Same thing nowadays with cell phones. It's actually kind of like that with ventilation systems. The advancements that are being made are actually pretty quick, and it doesn't take very long, and the way that we used to do it is different than the way that we're doing it now, and it seems like there's always these constant advancements, which are good for calf raisers because it gives them better tools to equip their barns with every year.
As you mentioned in the past, Ryan, it doesn't take much for heat stress to occur.
You know, heat stress starts affecting the calf still when they're in utero. And then once they're born, heat also has a negative impact on the baby calf. So while an adult dairy cow may experience heat stress somewhere around 68 degrees Fahrenheit, baby calves can tolerate a little more heat. I think it makes sense. They're not under the same metabolic stressors that a lactating cow is. But baby calves will experience heat stress at around 77 degrees Fahrenheit and higher. And for those calves, it negatively affects them as well. They'll experience lower average daily gains, also decreased immune function, lower feed intakes, higher treatment rates, both respiratory and scours. And so just in general, heat is not something we need to just worry about for our dry cows or our lactating cows. It affects calves as well. If we can get air speeds 200 feet per minute, which correlates to about 2 to 2.25 miles an hour, flies don't like to sit on that. So I've been in barns where we are blowing air on calves anywhere from 3 to 5 miles an hour, and literally the flies do not sit on the calves. So really, when it comes to summer heat abatement, mechanical ventilation, getting the air speeds higher, really make a big difference. Now, when we're talking about calves in individual pens, all the same airspeed requirements apply, but how we get the air into that pen and on that calf is wildly different. I have not seen tunnel vent or cross vent or basket fans or panel fans successfully deliver fast air down into the calf pen. The only way that I have successfully seen calves in rows of individual pens be adequately ventilated for summer is with the use of positive pressure tubes. But the key there is getting the positive pressure tube centered right over top of the calf pen and discharging high volume, high speed air straight down into the pen. That way we avoid each one of those solid walls, each one of those 4-foot separating panels between the calves. We avoid those and we discharge air straight down into the pens for fast summer air when we get the tube above them and blow straight down.
Thanks for the time today, Ryan, and let's all stay cool as we get through this summer.
This has been A Breath of Fresh Air with Dr. Ryan Leiterman. Brought to you by Crystal Creek, a family-owned business serving your farming needs. Research the latest news and featured products at crystalcreeknatural.com.